AP Update, I'm Ross Simpson. States that rely on custom-made drugs to carry out lethal injections of death row inmates could find it harder to obtain those drugs. AP correspondent Julie Watson reports the American Association of Pharmacists adopted a policy today discouraging its 62,000 members from providing those drugs.
The association is one of the largest pharmacy associations, and it doesn't have any legal teeth, so it can't bar pharmacies from providing these drugs that can be used in lethal injections. But it does set the ethical standards for pharmacists and is followed widely.
Watson reports some states are adopting alternate methods of execution.
Tennessee said that they've approved the use of the electric chair if lethal injection drugs aren't available. Utah's doing a similar thing. If there's no backup method, that they're going to reinstate the firing squad. And then Oklahoma is also considering legislation that would make it the first state to use nitrogen gas as an execution method.
I'm Ross Simpson.